I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. The Archdiocese of Michigan said it welcomes an investigation by Michigan's Attorney General into the handling of sex abuse by clergy, as well as any possible attempts at covering up the abuse. The Attorney General said it will be looking into all of Michigan's 7 Catholic dioceses and will be going back as far as the 1950s. They have also created a telephone and email hotline specifically for reporting any abuse by clergy. The Archdiocese of Detroit has pledged full cooperation and said it is committed to transparency and to helping victims obtain healing and justice. A new accusation of sexual assault from a second accuser has come out against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. The second accusation was reported by The New Yorker late last night, just hours after both Kavanaugh and his first accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, both agreed to publicly testify on Thursday. In addition, Michael Avenatti, the lawyer representing Stormy Daniels, the adult film actress who claims to have had an affair with President Trump, is saying he has a client who has information about high school parties Kavanaugh attended and is prepared to testify in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Kavanaugh aggressively denied the claims, calling them smears, and adding that he, quote, will not be intimidated into withdrawing from the process. Senator Dianne Feinstein, the leading Democrat on the committee, called for a, quote, immediate postponement on any other actions regarding Kavanaugh's nomination. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein will be meeting President Trump on Thursday following the president's return from a UN meeting in New York. The meeting comes following reports of Rosenstein possibly resigning or being fired after it was revealed that he had discussed possibly secretly recording Trump and invoking the cabinet to remove the president from office. Through statements released by the Justice Department, Rosenstein has denied the comments. Whether Rosenstein steps down or is fired, it will directly affect the special investigation into Russian meddling because Rosenstein appointed Special Counsel Robert Mueller and oversees the investigation itself. Following a day spent honoring victims of totalitarianism, Pope Francis spoke outside the former headquarters of the KGB in Lithuania and warned Lithuanians to be aware of any signs of hatred. Along with thousands that filled the square in front of the building, the Pope prayed for God to, quote, keep us alert and strengthen people's commitment to fighting for the dignity of people and against injustice. Today, Pope Francis also met with a group of young Lithuanians and asked them to think about how, even in tragedy, God is close to them and His grace comes to them through other people. He urged them to not allow others to make them believe that it is better to do everything on their own or allow themselves to become selfish or superficial when dealing with sorrow, difficulty, or even success. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.